what went on in your stuff.
I'm going to try to keep us on track, folks. We're a few minutes late, so we'll call this next meeting to order. Thank you for the lights. I appreciate that. This is Police Judicial and Legal Committee. It is a little past the appointed hour, 10:30. We're about 10 minutes late, so we're going to try to catch it up. First thing on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the November 30th.
Second.
I have a motion and second to approve the minutes. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And the ayes have it. And police matters, we turn it right over to the chief. The first is an approval for a grant.
Thank you. Seeking approval for approval of the second year. We're currently approved for the first year DUI enforcement grant that allowed us to add two additional officers, equipment, salary for year one. This is for year two, which is $140,000, no match.
Wow.
It continues on, the two officers, the additional officers we've added. Thanks for the salary, we get some more equipment, and just go around. So I'd ask for that to be
approved. Approval on the item as mentioned.
You said two officers, Chief?
Yes, sir. We added two additional officers, and they were added in last year's grant that we were approved for. This is a continuation.
Chief, who was identified? I'm sorry.
That's fine. I have a motion and a second. You can go ahead for discussion, Mr. Smith.
Chief, who identifies these grants?
Actually, Ms. Greer's in here somewhere. I believe Ms. Nair, my grandson.
Yeah. What a significant opportunity. Thank you for that hard work. And, I mean, for no matching, that's unheard of. Nice.
That's great work. Absolutely awesome. And as we're talking about DUIs, I want to thank you, Chief, for the work that you're doing with social media and getting the word out on DUIs. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I'm a big fan of Facebook and social media, and you get it out there and you make it real, and you did it in a lighthearted way. It's a terrible problem for the community. Drunk driving is tragic to anyone who's affected by it. So just thanks for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Just a question, Chief. Maybe I missed it, but who is offering this grant? Where's it coming from?
Sorry, yes. This one is from the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Is it a pass through for federal funds or is it state funds? Do you know?
Thank you.
I was talking to the chief earlier, but we had an incident 2 days after the new year down at the Old Village where a drunk driver took out about five cars, and it was not a pretty sight. And anything we can do, and this fellow was so drunk he couldn't stand up, and how he got that far, I'll never understand. My question, though, is a follow-up to a private conversation.
Yes,
you're going to give me the report. I guess a lot of my neighbors are interested. But do we try and find out where he got in the condition he got in?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. That's one of the questions that officers ask for all DUIs. We ask where they've been drinking, and if they tell us, well, we can try to follow up with those, whether it's a private home. It's kind of hard to deal with, but if it's a bar, and if we get so many, we'll reach out to that particular establishment, and we offer training to the bartenders how to identify those who have had too much drink, how to learn to cut them off. But we do work very hard to find out where it came from.
This is the third one we've had down there, and every one of them is almost identical, except this took out a lot of collateral damage here. But we've had our share down there. It's just amazing how they get as far as they get before they do correct it in condition.
Thank you. We'll continue doing it.
Thank you.
Fortunate that they hit cars and not families. That's scary, scary. So we have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. Move forward with the grant. Approval for a grant for the automated fingerprint identification system?
Yes, sir. This is actually a request for approval to pursue a grant for $103,410. There's a 10% match. Actually, this opportunity was presented to us when we got a grant in this oversight meeting recently where they were asking us what some of our needs were. We mentioned it would be nice to look into the automated fingerprint system, and the grant administrator said, well, there's some out there for us to apply. And what this does for us right now, when we retrieve fingerprints from a crime scene, we have to either send them to SLED or Charleston City or North Charleston, and then we're put somewhere in the hopper to get these fingerprints checked, but it could be months down the road before we ever get to see them. This would give us an opportunity to have our own, and with our crime scene unit, they actually run our own fingerprints and actually clear cases faster than we are now.
And the 10% match is within the budget,
Terry?
It's budgeted already?
Move forward.
I'll second, and you have a question.
Absolutely, so our motion is second, and Mr. Kramer?
And I probably should have asked this before, having worked in government for 25 years, I know these grants can be useful for time. What happens if the grant money goes away? Does that increase any cost for the town beyond the grant?
Yes, sir, there is actually with us at the DUI grant, there'll be a third year that we're able to put in for as well when the second year runs out. And if that runs out, we can again reapply for grant, or what we've done in the past when it hasn't been grant money, we just absorb them in openings we already have. We won't fill those openings. We kind of know that we have them coming up, so we'll just absorb them. So it doesn't cost anymore. We just fill the vacancies we currently have with them.
Yeah, one of the frustrating things is sometimes you get these grants and you hire positions and the grant money goes away and people lose their jobs or you take money from somewhere else. And just want to make sure there's a plan beyond the grant period to sustain the services.
And this is for equipment and training. We have four very capable crime scene investigators that can step right in and get the training and work with this equipment that we're trying to get.
Great. Thank you.
Excellent question. Chief, just on the spirit of that question, has the police department ever ran a deficit budget?
Not that I can think of. We do a pretty good job trying to give money back.
None of our departments do that part.
Yeah.
Hopefully you read your report because it was great reading.
Mayor, I knew the answer before I asked the question. I just want to make sure I appreciate the question, but we got rock star leaders here that don't operate that.
Well, I think you find most department managers, we treat that like we would our own money. Just like we're spending it, we're very careful about it.
Well, that's exactly the way that I like to approach grants is, you know, you just don't think about that free money because it's out there dangling and a lot of folks just grab it and not thinking about 3 to 5 years what happens to that. So I'm glad you have that mindset.
Yes, sir.
What happens after the grant. That's great.
Well, we have a motion, a second, favor, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. We have a consideration of an ordinance amendment prohibiting the passing of items to or from the occupant of a motor vehicle in the roadway. Chief, this was put on by you guys?
Yes, ma'am. When we worked with legal, obviously, to draft the ordinance, what we're looking here is that much like Charleston City, draft the deal ordinance for the panhandling downtown to get a control of that. We experience a level of panhandling over here. We have it at the 526 office on the busier roads. And right now, we can use the state law that we can go out and do some enforcement. What we're looking for is the town willing to pass an ordinance that would prohibit the passing of the money back and forth through the windows of cars and sits on the panhandling on the side of the road. For many reasons, obviously, we get calls on all the time about panhandling, but there's a safety part of it. Car stopping in the middle of the road to hand money out to cause accidents, or if we have that individual trying to get the money runs in front of the car, we all know our roads are very busy. If they're wanting to give money, they can certainly take it somewhere else. And so we're not telling people not to give. If they want to give, we're just asking them not to happen in the middle of the busy highways.
Thank you. Does this in any way affect the Carolina Children's Charities or any of those? I mean, that stops that as well, does it not?
Firemen collecting money from vehicles, those are all wonderful things, but this is about what's the public benefit, really,
right,
to allowing that to happen.
Right.
When there's other avenues and mechanisms to give.
And I'm not trying to call out any negativity to that, but it's very concerning, and I know there's been some accidents involving people that were collecting for charities, so it's very concerning.
And Mayor, I think what I would bring to you, you probably already know, but our fire department has since moved out of busy intersections, moved to more of the parking lots because of the firemen that have been struck by vehicles before. So they're still collecting the monies, but just not in the major highways or major thoroughfares.
Thank you again for keeping our town safe.
And then add on to that. Also, this is also including things like newspaper sales, like street corners and things like that.
You pass
so, all that goes right.
Well, Hassie's in North Charleston now, so I don't think we have to worry about Hassie anymore.
There's someone coming behind, so I'm going to
make sure you order.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a motion.
Hassie wants to be a
veteran. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. Last but not least, for police, is consideration of amendment to the towing ordinance in the town, in the $5 fee.
Yes, ma'am. Before we went to Consolidated Dispatch, our dispatchers handled our tow law. And we, the town or police department, charged a $5 fee on every tow. And since being Consolidated Dispatch, we don't handle that. We simply don't perform this function. But we're still collecting the $5. I'm having someone have to manage that cash coming in. Got to have somebody spend the time to account for it, make sure it gets where it needs to be. And quite frankly, I don't think it's a fee that we should be collecting anymore. And I would recommend the amendment to our ordinance to remove that $5 fee. I'm sure tow drivers would be happy to keep that $5 in their pocket.
So we're charging for something we're not doing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll second.
So I have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And the ayes have it. Before I let you off the house today, I want to let the committee have an opportunity. You and I have spoke briefly about this, and I know you've ongoing conversations with Eric about it, about retreat coming up. And Bob, this will be your first retreat. So we want to make sure that every department has an opportunity to put before the council, you know, what's important to them, what they have going on. As soon as we finish retreat, we're going to talk about the strategic plan. We're going to talk about the capital improvements. Projects, but we're also going to talk about each department, and then we move right into budget. So I have asked the chief for me to prepare for us from his department what the issues that they're facing, what does the future look like, you know, what about growth issues, and then what are the needs that we have in our community. Sadly, in a community like ours, we don't think about it, but we have a lot of drug issues, we have a lot of suicides, we have a lot of people that are dealing with emotional issues and mental health issues. So, you know, I'd like him to give us a recap. If there's something else individually you guys would like to talk about as a committee for him to bring forward for us, that now's the time. I'm asking you to let him know if there's something that's important to go on from a police perspective for us to talk about at the retreat.
Mm-hmm. I'll certainly add in there. I think my experience with the police department has been wonderful, and I think we do more in prevention here than many communities do. I come from a prevention intervention background. Professionally, and so many problems can be prevented by proactive preventive activities. And so I'd like to hear what you're currently doing in terms of crime prevention, but also what else can we be doing in that direction? Because we've got a very young community that we've seen over the past couple of years bubbling up, more violence, just all those precursors to criminal behavior. So I'd like to hear more about what we can do prevention-wise.
Thank you,
Bob.
Mr. Carroll?
I just will follow it up because I want to thank the chief for putting the sign down at the Pitt Street Bridge Park about the not having motorized vehicles on the bridge itself down there. I've gotten a lot of compliments about that. People were getting run over with golf carts down there, and it really had become a problem, and the sign has been a nice deterrent, a very soft deterrent. You know, you're still going to have some people do it, but at least they look and they say, well, I have to park it here before I can walk on the bridge. So I appreciate you doing it in a very quick way, too.
And John Harris makes so good for that.
Good.
Telling
you.
Oh, well.
Bad enough having Mayor on a bike down there. That can be kind of scary, too. Mark, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah. First of all, it's first with a compliment. Chief, as you know, we went up to Lieutenant Governor's office on AG meeting, and your department was recognized for the superior service you're doing and became a role model and qualified for a grant for other municipalities to follow on how we care for our senior citizens in the community. You know that segment of our population is only growing, only getting bigger, and I would just ask you to continue to challenge the department for additional ways or review current things that we're doing that may need to be updated to enhance the quality of life for our seniors as they try to age in place and have quality of life and a sense of place here in Mount Pleasant, knowing that we value and appreciate our seniors.
Yes, sir, we'll do.
Mark, I'd add to that. As many of you know, I'm the regional director for the Department of Social Services, and so one of the things that I oversee in this part of the state is vulnerable adults, adult protection. And as you and I discussed, that's an area that I would like to make Mount Pleasant a model for, because it is an area that is not well understood, and a lot of elderly, vulnerable adults end up in police custody sometimes, or at least under police care, which involves DSS. So I'd like us to really take a look at how we are handling those calls to reduce the workload on the department, as well as increase the quality of service to our adult populations. So definitely a conversation we can have as we go forward.
Well, thank you, Bob. It goes back to, a lot of times I don't get the chance to tell you all that I have going on. I have had a couple of meetings with some people who work with DSS and some local that want to actually have an office on youth and an office on aging. Mark has been pushing on an office on aging. I'm a small government person and pushing back, but I do think that we need to make sure one communication we already had was, you know, is that information available through our website? you know, where those services are, because I kind of think that a lot of agencies already exist to do that, but I think you're right. We need to be a better model. We need to build the links better, because it's out there. The information is out there. We just need to make sure that people know, whether it's a senior who's living in their home, who can't get their large trash can out to the street, or whether it's vulnerable adult who is entrenched in fights in the world and battles with family and money and finances. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the police have to get involved. But, so that's just great conversation. So I look forward to the retreat. And now you have your marching order, so to speak. As long as Eric gives you the final approval on that, we look forward to the 25th to be in touch about that.
Here's your about 16 million based on Baldwin. You know, on that topic, you know, years ago, we talked about it briefly, but when we started the ADUs, we basically called mother-in-law homes so that we could have folks who are aging be able to stay on the property with their relatives but have their privacy. As you know, everybody seems to be renting out these days for short-term rentals, and so for me, I'd like to, if you would, Bob, maybe put that next month on your agenda to take a look at the ADUs that we have, our ordinances, and as well as short-term rentals, so that we can see how that fits. I think one of the ways that to be able to handle that more, for elderly people to stay in place, is to utilize those so that they can have their own privacy, but still be, you know, on right next to a house where their family is that they can take care of them. Because I think most people do want to age in their own homes and around their families rather than be other places. And I think that might be an opportunity for us to try and assist those folks. But certainly it's a big hot topic issue. And if you would, just please put that on maybe on your agenda for next month so we can discuss it. Maybe we get some ideas out of that might be able to assist.
Thank you very much. You're off the hook.
Thank you.
Judicial matters and legal matters, you have no agenda items as usual. Everything's good back there.
We're good. Thank you.
All right, you have no needs.
It's a new year now. It's a new year.
I'm saving them up.
Well, that's what scares me. That's why I ask so diligently every month and then you have no needs, because I don't like to hear that anybody saving anything. David Legal, we're all good?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Just one of the items I came up with council last month, including the one council member item on agenda and the public speaking notice ordinance come to you with all the ladies for council.
Thank you very much, and everyone obviously has been sent those, so I hope you'll have a chance to review them. All right, is there anything else to come before this committee today?
Yes. Under the legal matters, was there, did we apply for an opinion from the Attorney General on that other item, or is that we going to take it up?
I could defer to David, but it's my understanding that the councilman that we were going to get the request on has suggested they will defer.
Not take part in the public service discussion regarding this particular office. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So at this point, we're not applying for Attorney General's
That's in executive session or not?
Sir?
That pertain to executive session or?
Yes.
Okay.
So can I just tell you what I just heard? That we are not going to seek out an Attorney General opinion about conflict of interest due to the fact that a council member of concern has agreed to not contribute to the discussion and would not be participating in executive session and would withdraw himself from any discussions as it relates to that item.
Right, sir. I think there's a good discussion to have as to the boundaries of that and what it includes, but that's not before us. It was clear that we have that on the record.
Thank you very much.
And votes as well, as my understanding.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if there's nothing else before us, we are adjourned and we're caught back up. Mark, we got 5 minutes. Water's flood ready.
I'm losing control.